We're at goal number four now, and we're actually taking this one from a recent event, Niall. And it is James Regan's goal for St. Thomas's at the start of the recent All-Ireland semi-final against Ballygunner. And I think this goal may not be about the quality of the goal, but I think it's more about the significance of the goal, isn't it? In, you mentioned, I think, about Ballindarian earlier, sending out a message tonight going that, hey, we're here. And I think James Regan's goal did exactly that recently for St. Thomas's in Portlaoise under the lights at 7:30. Hey, we're here, Ballygunner, and I'm going to stick this ball in the net after 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, there was serious intent in it, Sean, and there was serious intent from St. Thomas's from the word go. And you mentioned maybe not as significant as other goals, but in one sense, but...
Well, maybe not as good as quality, but...
If you look at it again, the pick-up by Oisín Flannery and the pass across the field by Flannery into Regan's hand was exceptional.
In difficult conditions. Yeah.
So, but the significance of it, it said to St. Thomas's that we're here or not to be messed around with. Mm-hmm. And I know that Ballygunner got 2 goals after that, but St. Thomas's were in the game and there was only a point or two in it. And they brought serious intent to that game, and ultimately, as we know, they went on to win it on penalties. But James Regan's goal settled them into the game. Off his left hand side, he made no mistake. Again, one of the more experienced players, and missed last year.
Yeah,
and along with Shane Cooney and David Cherry and Dara Burke, obviously at the semi final stage, was a massive loss. And to turn up trumps again. And to start him corner forward as well.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
You know, it was
nearly like going back to where he started with, particularly in the maroon jersey for Galway around that 12 period. Like, he did play a bit inside. Has gone out to midfield in recent times with Thomas's, but we know that, I think that in challenges they've been looking at him inside, and obviously it's paid dividends, 1-1 in the semi.
Yeah, and of course David Burke was back, so they could nearly afford to put him in and to add a bit more maybe strength and more experience to that that full forward line. And he took his goal well, and you know, it's great to see him back, because he's, you know, it's a pity that he got injured so young, in the sense that I know he had problems with his hips and had hip operations after 2012. And he would have been a major player for Galway, I think, in the years that followed. He played in the All-Ireland Final of 2012. Made that mesmerising run for Joe Kenning's goal as well, and set it up. Yeah. It's just a pity he got injured, but he's having a fantastic career with St. Thomas's. 8 county medals, and that's brilliant goal against Ballygunner last Saturday night.
And we know that the St. Thomas's now go on to play O'Loughlin Gales in that final. And I think they'll want Regan and them lads to stand up again, because he has been, you mentioned Anaena Burke's 2 goals, players that have been crucial. Regan has been one of those, and that's Thomas's success story, hasn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. He's been hugely significant, and to have him back on the field this year, no more than having David Burke back in the field, it adds an extra dimension to them. And he'll be willing to go, and I'm sure he'll be delighted to play in that All-Ireland final in a few weeks' time.
Interestingly, James Regan is kind of started at 13, but is coming out the field maybe to make it more crowded, but lively start, it must be said, and a fair bit of hitting going on early on.
Certainly is. Thomas has won the ball. Oisín Flannery bearing down a goal. It's right to Regan. Has to be a goal. It's a goal. James Regan into the back of the net. It was a rough ball that was on between the 45 and the 20 metre line.
All right, we're now in the top three, and well, I tell you, this is another 2-1 effort, Niall, I see. And it's probably go down as to where were you when this happened kind of a moment, because we go to the Senior B drawn final. And an exciting game was heading along to the finish when suddenly Mark Kelly comes up and sticks the ball in the back of the net. Maybe not the Mark Kelly you would have expected to do that from a Haskafona. Puts a Haskafona, was it, put them ahead from the puck out, Mullia go down the field, and Damien Monaghan gets a goal to put them 1-1. Tipsy turvy game thrown in his head, and then Owen Nocton comes up with an equaliser to send the game to a replay. But those 2 goals really epitomise, I suppose, how well that competition finished in the end, that Senior B competition, because with 8 teams in that competition, we wondered how it would work, but I think everyone embraced it. But those 2 goals were magic moments, weren't they?
Hugely significant moments in the game, and we've included a point there as well, possibly as well, because I'm sure when the goes on air, they'll probably have to include the point as well, in fairness, just to equalise it up. But there were 2 brilliant goals. Mark Kelly, the cornerback, came up the field, looked to have won it for a Haskra Fohan right at the death, and straight from the puck out, Damien Monaghan Togani's man went past him and buried it into the back of the net, and all of a sudden Mullio were in front again. And it just it was a brilliant competition and a brilliant championship, and the way the clubs embraced it. And there was a County Cup at stake at the end of the day.
Yeah,
it was obviously the old Reeves Cup that was for teams who had
history
in itself, and was significant. It was given to teams who had, I think, lost the first round of the senior championship many, many years ago. But there was a lot of emotion in that day for both teams, and it went to a replay after that, which I think was fitting. Mullio won it in the end. But
the prize going up to senior,
yeah. And you see, Ahask Fohan got to the final, were very nearly relegated the year previous to that. So it's a very thin line between actually being successful and kind of struggling. And I think all those eight teams in that division this year were all equally matched.
Mm.
And it brought for some brilliant games, none more so than that drawn final with those two goals near the end.
And we'll have to mention as well, and the competition is going to get stronger next year with what's coming down, and what's coming up is going to make it even more competitive into that division. But also we have to mention the Pearce's Clymer game in that game. Remember we were talking with Sir Don a few weeks ago on it, where Clymer got a penalty, decided to take the point and would get through on scoring difference. Ball is poked down the field, Pearce is sticking in the net and knock out Clymer.
Yeah, and ultimately Clymer were relegated down to intermediate then, which shows the thin lines there are
Absolutely.
Between them, and every game is vital. And with the new scoring system, every score is vital.
It is.
Whether you concede or whether you
even
you
if
score.
You're beaten well, you need to tack on scores. If you're winning,
you need to keep going, and you need to get scores. And that's what happened, unfortunately, for Clymer this year. But I think they'll have enough maybe to bounce back. They're a good team.
And I think the injuries caught them as well.
Injuries caught them this year as well, yeah. All right. Senior B, Sean, great competition.
Absolutely. Let's hear the culmination then of the drawn final with those two goals.
Ahask Fohan have the ball. Cathal Mannion has the ball, but he doesn't have the angle to shoot. He might drop a ball in there in towards Roland Kelly. Eddie Campion has to be careful. Ahask Fohan bodies in, but Mullio bodies back. Back
Hayden.
Goal! A goal!
Goal!
A goal! Ahask Fohan.
Fast Kelly.
It's from Mark Kelly, but it's not the Mark Kelly that normally gets the scores. It's Mark Kelly, who's normally known as the defender. Is he about to become the hero here now? It's 117 to 115. And sir, oh my.
You said it before about this Ahask Fohan team. Unreal. 32-48 gone. Still 2 or 3 minutes left.
Mullio won't panic yet. They know that.
Mullio sub coming on. There's still time. The infinity.
He's coming on for Sean Callanan. That's the change for Mullio. And look at Shane Kennelly there in the line for Ahask Fohan. And he's bouncing up and down trying to get instructions out.
Long ball. Here it comes.
Ahask Fohan 117.
Well caught.
Mullio 115. If you didn't catch that. Mark Kelly, the defender, with the goal. Sean Hardiman with the long ball in for Mullio. It's caught by Damien Monaghan for Mullio. Kelly gets a shot. A goal for Mullio.
Goal!
A goal for Mullio.
What a goal by Monaghan.
And what a response. As Cyril said there, Damien Monaghan with a goal. And it's Mullio, 215. Ahask Fohan, 117. I get Cyril's thoughts in a minute. Because Pádraig Mannion has the ball. Gives it to O'Nocton to level the team. O'Nocton with the point for Ahask Fohan. It's all square. And all eyes are on Conor Quinlan.
Darren, if the ref has any sense, blow it up.
Goal number two. I don't know how in the name of God you put in this one now.
Sean, I think it was you that put this one in now, by the way.
It had to be in. It's a goal against Galway. We won't give out the WhatsApp number to say there's a prize for this one. It's the Leinster final. It's Killian Buckley. It's Galway on the verge of a Leinster title. Probably what you'd be saying, you know, a target for the year, no more than 2024 for Henry Shefflin. Will be next year, was this year to try and win the Leinster final. Great game, ebbed and flowed again, but Galway kind of steadied down on the home stretch, got a few scores, were holding on, and then the ball goes into that left corner back position. And somehow, Kilkenny kept working. The ball came across the danger area. Pádraig Mannion had lost his hurdle. I keep going back to that. How did he lose the hurdle? If the hurdle is pulled out of your hand, it's a free, I thought. But anyway, kicked the ball he couldn't have put it any better to Killian Buckley's hand. If he was there 25 times again, it wouldn't go to the same place. And Killian Buckley somehow found the right corner of the Galway goal. Kilkenny, with their new manager, Derek Ling, had won the Leinster final. But my God, the term sucker blow night was invented for that moment in Croke Park, wasn't it? The Leinster final sucker blow.
It sure was, yeah. And of course, at the start of this, we said that these were significant goals, more so than goals of the year.
Yeah,
significant for different reasons. This one, of course, it was a manifestation of a lot of things for Galway this year. They played Dublin and were 15. They started against Wexford in the Championship, gave two goals away at the start, had to come back. I know one as well. But we're 12 points down against Dublin.
Yeah, and in trouble.
Came back to draw it. We were 8 points down against Kilkenny as well.
Yeah.
So Galway put themselves into positions that were difficult. And ultimately, despite the fact coming from 8 down to go 2 up, Kilkenny were still in the game. I thought we were a point down with a minute to go, I think, in that game. Got a couple of scores. Brian Tuncannon got a super great effort score, to put us 2 up. Mm. And then all of a sudden then, it looked as if all Galway had to do was to defend the goal. They could have cleared it 3 or 4 times, but I think a lot of players were just on their feet. It was just sheer exhaustion. And unfortunately,
but there was a freak nature to it. Like, I mean,
there was a freak nature. Yeah,
I'd say if you recreated that 100 times again, the same outcome wouldn't have happened. Like,
yeah, and I think at the start of it, Sean Lennon was probably pushed in the back.
Yeah,
the free wasn't given out. Garroch had a chance to clear it. Joseph Cooney had a chance to clear it. Somehow it went across the goal. And Pádraig Mannion, as you said, the kick. Most times when you kick a schlitter like that, it will bobble along the ground.
Yeah.
And Buckley would probably have had to stop it maybe and try to pick it up, and everyone would have been on top
of
him.
How was he loose?
But yeah, I think he came up from defence.
Defence, yeah.
And all of a sudden the ball landed in his hand, and you could see it happening, Sean, the minute he got the ball from where we were sitting in the commentary position. You could say we knew what was coming.
Oh no. Yeah.
And it went in the back of the net, and all I remember was I had a biro in my hand and just throwing it away in disgust. I think Cyril Farrell was to my left and you were to my right.
Yeah.
I think we were just gobsmacked. The ball was in the net, and
there was no time.
There was no time. The game was over, and we knew it was over. And it was just heartbreak for Galway. And again, it put us on a collision course then with Limerick instead of going into an All-Ireland semi-final.
And at quarter-final against Tip, as it turned out.
You would have had 4 weeks off. There would have been a high going into an All-Ireland semi-final, in the sense that you would have been coming as Leinster champions. The crowd would have been behind you. Not saying they weren't behind us, because Galway had good crowd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good.
You'd have one game less, and you'd have gone a different path. And God knows what would have happened then, but it went in the net. And so often as Kilkenny do, they get the breaks against Galway. And as you mentioned, we've lost two Leinster finals to them now.
Yeah.
2024, Galway need to focus on winning a Leinster title, because
and preferably beating them. I remember there was a photograph as well in the Irish Independent social media straight after of Brian Cody celebrating that goal as well. His first time not to manage a Kilkenny team since the year 1872. it brought a lot of things. Then you had Mickey Butler getting a goal, Walter Welsh getting a goal in that game as well. It was a great game, but my God, the finish was
heartbreaking from a Galway perspective. And it happens a lot in sport. It happens a lot in games. Yeah. And
it's how you respond
to it. And Galway responded well against Tipperary, and then obviously we're through to the semi-final against Limerick. But I'm sure Galway fans, when they listen to this, will be thinking about what might have been.
30 seconds to go, we can't give a goal away. The ball breaks, who's it going to break to? It breaks to John Donnelly, he flicks it inside. Kilkenny have numbers here, but Sean Lennon goes back for Galway.
Pick it up Sean.
Oh, it's in the back, referee says play on. Sean Lennon tries to come away with it. With 20 seconds to go here, Galway lead by 2 points. 3:21 for Galway. But for Kilkenny, 2:26 for Galway. Garage McInerney has it, just drive it out the field. Garage, he's half blocked down, it's picked up by Joseph Tooney. He tries to win it for Galway. We have 10 seconds to go here. Galway trying to win possession. Joseph Tooney has it. He loses.
Come on, Joey.
TJ Reid picks it up for Kilkenny. He's under pressure. He's blocked down by Cathal Mannion. The 5 minutes are played. It's at the discretion of the referee. The ball is played across the goals. It's going to break to Pádraig Mannion. He kicks it out the field. It's a goal for the opportunity. Killeen Buckley for Kilkenny. Buckley is shot. It's a goal. A goal for Kilkenny. Killeen Buckley has scored it. Galway had every opportunity to clear the ball down the field. They didn't do so. It's in the net. A goal for Killeen Buckley. Kilkenny lead by a point. 4:21 to 2:26. The Leinster final is all over. Kilkenny have won it by a point. A sucker punch of a goal. But the last play of the game has won the Leinster final for Kilkenny.
Well, the final goal, I don't know, is it in the number one position? But it certainly was a fantastic goal. We go to the All-Ireland semi-final, Niall. Galway against Limerick about 14 minutes in. And Cathal Mannion getting onto a lovely pass from Kevin Cooney, who hopped it into the Croke Park ground. He wouldn't be doing it in Port Leash last Saturday night week or last Saturday. And hopping the ball into the on-running Cathal Mannion, who brought it with him, went on a run, put it on the stick and came in kind of from the 15 corner, you could say, heading towards, well, it was the Hill 16 end, won't use the new name, and rifled it into the net, past no less a goalie than Nicky Quaid. It was a sumptuous moment, wasn't it?
It was a brilliant goal, and it started before that. I think Brian Concannon actually was the man, I think, who delivered the ball right across the field, and Cooney caught it out of the air.
Yeah.
And when he caught it, Cahill started to make the run, and as you mentioned, he pinged it off the ground. But if you see it again on television, if you see the angle of Cathal Mannion's hurl,
yeah,
to pick the ball up and to not break stride, it was a beautiful piece of skill from both Kevin and then from Cahill. As I said, he picked it up at an angle, didn't break stride, and buried it past Nicky Quaid. It put Galway, I think, 4 or 5 points up at that stage, mm-hmm, and they were going really, really well. And unfortunately, Brian Concannon had one cleared off the line,
yeah,
not so long after that, yeah, to put Galway 8 points up, imagine.
Yeah.
But and they went down the field then. But it was a brilliant goal, a great goal. Obviously, Galway lost the game, but a wonderful, wonderful goal of the year, I think, from a Galway perspective. The pass from Brian Concannon down the field, caught by Kevin Cooney and into Cathal Mannion. He took it on and he buried it past Nicky Quaid.
Jamie Burns goes across the field looking for Tom Morrissey, and Morrissey's making that run across the field all the time. He gets a touch to it, but it's an advantageous one from a Galway perspective, and it's picked up by Dahi Burke. Lovely ball, and Galway worked the ball out the field. It's Finchley with the hands of Brian Concannon. Concannon doesn't go for score. He goes right across the field to the running Kevin Cooney. Will Cooney put up the hand? He will, and he has the ball on the hand as well. Kevin Cooney's in possession for Galway. Gets a lovely ball in towards Cathal Mannion on the 20-metre line. Cathal Mannion is bearing down a goal. He's going to go for a shot across the goal. Oh, what a goal! What a brilliant goal by Cathal Mannion! He's buried it in the back of the net. A superb strike by Cathal Mannion. Goal for Galway, 1-6-1-3. But you've got to credit Kevin Cooney with the pass.
Oh, yeah.
A brilliant strike by Cathal Mannion, 1-6-1-3.
One walked out from the full back line. Fantastic score, went to quite nearly an impossible angle. You know, you don't beat Nicky Quaid at ease, which was a pass here from Cooney back in here. He took it on his full stride.
Great to hear that again there. Before we wrap up now, there were other goals that didn't make the top 10, and I'm sure there's plenty of people listening now to say, why didn't you include such and such? Go on, give us a flavour.
Yeah, there's a lot of goals we discussed and went through, and as we said, they weren't specifically the top 10 greatest goals of the year, but they were significant in different ways to different teams and for different reasons throughout the year, the ones we picked. There's other goals that were brilliant goals. I remember that great game between Castlegar and Crockwell.
Yeah,
in Ballinasloe. Greg Thomas got an unbelievable goal that year. He had a great year for Castlegar as well, yeah, by the way. He caught a long ball. He was about 30 yards out, and he took it on, and he roofed it into the back of the net from about 20 metres out. Sean Callanan got a great goal, I think, Sean, as well, from Mullia against
Haskervona. He rifled it into the roof of the net. Had a good year, made the team of the year as well in the Senior B team of the year, yeah.
There was other goals. I think the first day out that St. Thomas had played Gort, they went for goals early.
They did.
And they got two really important, yeah, ones. One from Victor Manzo and one from Conor Cooney. And this kind of said, we've set our stall out now here. Mm. That we mean business this year. Mark Kennedy got 3-3 for Clarenbridge against Oranmore Mary.
One of them was a great goal.
One of them was an unbelievable goal. It was his second goal. Gavin Lee caught it out near the stand.
How did you not put that in the list, for God's sake?
Gavin Lee caught it out near the stand. I blame you for that, Sean.
Yeah.
Gavin Lee caught it out near the stand, turned and hit it across the goals. And Keane Salmon caught it about 20 yards out, but it was the quick hands,
yeah,
and straight into Mark Kennedy's path, and he buried it in the net. I'm trying to think of other goals. Michael Leahy got a goal, Sean, in the county minor final for Oranmore Mary.
That's right.
That Clarenbridge seemed to be dominating, yeah, right after half time. They got two goals, but his was the first one. He came on as a sub in the first half, and he showed commendable pace. I think he went from nearly the halfway line, Sean.
He was very pacey player, yeah. Yeah,
soloed,
yeah,
through and buried it in the back of the net. And what I remember also is that he came out and he ran straight out back nearly to his own half back line, yes, again without breaking a sweat. And that gave more and more Marion
momentum.
He made
a big difference in both the semi and the final coming in, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, big powerful man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dahi Burke's goal for Turlough against
Thomas's, yeah,
just after half time,
yeah,
in the group game. He'd moved out to midfield and worked a goal, a really good goal. And you know, it brought Turlough back into a game that Thomas's had been kind of dominating nearly that day.
Yeah.
But it showed that Turlough meant business in the championship as well. And I'm sure there's other goals out there as well.
Well, I suppose Doughty will also point to the goal in the county final, even though from a free. It's the first one Thomas has conceded in, what is it,
in their count? Six county finals, six in a row, yeah.
So he'll point to that rather win the match, though, I would imagine. Yeah, but so a lot of great goals that we've, and ones that we didn't even see throughout the year. But look, it gives a bit of talk and or a bit of topics for talking about. Listen, Niall, thanks for chatting about, I don't know what I call them, the goals of the year, or some of the goals of the year, and bringing us back to memory lane and what was a decent year for hurling in 2023.
Yeah, it sure was a decent year for hurling, Sean, and I suppose happy Christmas to everybody.
Same here.